from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are going to talk about the greatness that is Adrian Beltre. But before we get to any of that, the reports are in.
I got it. Spencer Dinwiddie
is
now a Dallas Maverick on a one-year deal.
Were you chasing that down?
That was what I was doing until the news desk would be taken care of.
Very nice.
You didn't say it so enthusiastically that we could like replay it for the big breaking
news. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Like you just made it sound like you're not happy about
it. Minutes ago, you said he'll be a great, or one of those three guys will be a great cheerleader for the team.
Towel waver.
It was Dinwiddie, Dennis Smith Jr., and Talen Horton Tucker. And you're like, meh.
I agree. Now, let me ask you this. Do you like Dinwiddie better than Hardy and Exum? Because if you do, then those are the guys that will be the towel waivers.
That's not a good question.
Not Hardy.
Not Hardy. Sorry. Maybe Exum. I like Exum's length and some of his abilities, but there was some inconsistency. I don't know if I think there's some good comfort between Luka and Dinwiddie for sure. I'm interested in Okai's relationship with him. But I think there's some comfort there, and he understands what his role would be if he comes to this team.
I just want to, even if it's a fake, promo, I would love to hear Corey going, breaking news for the Mavs. That's what they did. Like, that's what it felt like. Your reaction.
Okay, you know what? All right. Hey, go to the app. Click on the microphone button. All right.
Tell me how much you like
it. The shiny red microphone button. And either tell us how much you liked this move, the Spencer Dinwiddie addition, or give us your breaking news, how you would break that news. Would you go, hey, breaking news?
Yes.
Like that? Or how would you do it?
So, if Corey's detailing of the signing wasn't satisfactory, how would you have done? I am so in on that. I think we have the potential for at least a once a week segment. How would you have delivered the news differently? Where we go and get calls off the Odyssey app for like how you would have replayed this.
I was rolling in a little late on this, so you guys didn't know I already knew as I was heating up these rib strips that I made over the weekend.
Oh.
And I was offering some to Carter and Reggie. You guys are also welcome to them as well.
Now,
he averaged 3 points and 1.5 rebounds and 1.5 assists in the playoffs in 5 games for the Lakers.
You need it.
When the way the NBA is going, give him a 3-year, $45 million.
I remember he was like, going to the Lakers is like, you know, going to dad. And dad's like,
But now he's coming back to mommy.
Be like going back to mom.
Well, yeah.
So we're the mom.
The warm embrace of the mommy. Bosom of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, my God. All right.
What did I say?
3-1-1.
Can't believe I've only been back 2 hours.
Yeah, he also had one personal foul a game in the playoffs.
I don't need to know everything that he did with the Lakers.
Kevin doesn't love the Mavs.
If I add up,
is that your take?
How many texts?
If I add up his blocks and steals in the playoffs,
stocks
it goes 0.6.
Right.
We get to 0.6.
0.6 stocks a game.
Not everybody has 0.6.
Technically correct.
That's true.
Thank you,
Adrian Beltre.
Yep.
He went in to the Hall of Fame over the weekend. Now, I want to play you a couple of cuts, but also, Corey, you gave me an answer to this question, and I think you might be upset about the list.
All right.
Ranking the top 25 MLB players of the 21st century. Obviously, ESPN has been putting out their greatest list of athletes of the century, and it feels like pretty much everybody hated that list. But, you know, maybe I'm off base about that. So they decided, let's double down and go into the specific sports. And they put together their top 25 baseball players of the 21st century. I want y'all to ponder where you think Adrian Beltre might fit in that group. However, first, let's play cut number four. This is Adrian Beltre. I'm playing with the Rangers and with Elvis Andrus.
Thank you to all my teammates in Texas. You guys made me feel welcome since day one, especially Mr. Ranger, Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Nelson Cruz, Colby Lewis, Mitch Moreland, Jin Soo Choo, Chirino, Prince, Napoli, all of you, thank you. The things I forgot, but I cannot forget one of my favorite teammates of all time, my compadre, Elvis Andrus.
Wow.
You're a pain in my, butt, but I really enjoy playing beside you for so many years. That was so much fun. Even though you want to catch every freaking fly ball just to help your fielding percentage. Unbelievable.
I just...
to help your fielding percentage.
Yeah, I love it. And then David Ortiz came up and rubbed Adrian Beltre's head.
That was disrespectful on his Hall of Fame induction day.
It felt like he was going to be okay.
He was like, you just wait. I'll punch you afterwards. I can't do it in public right now.
Actually, I guess that is true. And then... We had a discussion about Felix Hernandez earlier. Let's get one more from Beltre while Mike might be constructing his list. Talking about Felix Hernandez and their battles facing each other.
I got the chance to play with great teammates, especially that are here today. Some of my favorite teammates, Raul Ibañez, Richie Sesson, Ken Griffin, and some guy, they call himself King Felix. And to that guy, they call himself King, I love playing with you, but I enjoy hitting against you even more. That battle on the baseball field was my favorite by far. Even though some people say that you won that battle because it made me look really bad and I had swing strikeout, that you keep posting on social media, you know what I'm talking about. But they said that, you know, you're as good or as bad as your last pitch or your last at-bat, right? My last at-bat, remember, against you was a homer, right? So I know who won. Good pitch.
Good pitch.
I love it because you have the Hall of Fame podium. You can do whatever the hell you want. So that is fantastic. It's just really awesome to see. I know he bounced around to several teams before he came to the Rangers, but somebody who was here when the Rangers were, you know, obviously doing significantly better, made a bunch of huge contributions. It feels like Adrian Beltre became a Hall of Famer with the Rangers.
He came here to be the piece to get him the World Series at third base.
Right.
I mean, Michael Young is... as great of a Ranger as he was at third base, he was out of position. It was a little tough. And so they said, we need a real true third baseman. So Cliff Lee didn't throw his hat up in the air whenever an error is made over there. And so he comes here and he's like, I'll play. Mike Williams like, I'll play first then. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, you were like, hey, he having that much range on one side of the field, not great for us. Yet it turned out to be the greatest thing.
And the invention of the
shift.
And
the invention of the shift happened. But yeah, man, he was the driving force for the last, 4 years?
You know what's amazing? Since he didn't really play in the shift era, he kind of did. Right at the end, we don't have a lot of plays of him at shortstop. Like in, in today's, whoever it is, who's like a premium third baseman 10, 15 years from now, we're going to see some highlights of them playing shortstop, but they're still considered a third baseman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is an interesting...
When they show all the highlights of Beltre, now maybe it's intentional. Maybe he did make some great plays in the shift at shortstop, but they just refused to show him because then you're like, wait, did he play short too?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, where does AJ doesn't make the top 25. Where does Adrian Beltre rank among the great players of the 21st century? And the criteria for this is you only get credit for things that you did in 2000 and after.
Oh, okay.
So you, even if you played in the
2000s. So when he was playing in 1985, it doesn't count.
True.
Gotcha. All right.
I think there's two guys that I think are battling for number one. Okay. There's another one.
My top three includes some form of Trout, Pujols, and Miggy Cabrera. Those are my three like guys that I just go, they set the standard for baseball.
I think you're right too. The other one that I put though in the top three that I pushed Trout to four for now is Ichiro. Because Ichiro started in 2001.
Yeah.
And ended up getting 3,000 hits starting at 27 years old.
Yeah, that's it.
But
yeah, wow.
That being said, I do think my first four that I wrote down were the three that you named plus Ichiro.
Okay.
Who would you put number one?
I put Pujols number one.
I would too.
Number Pujols number one.
700, right? Home
703.
Run. He also hit a home run that went through the Diamond Club, I think.
All of his numbers were in this.
True.
Century.
Yeah.
And people forget, and this is what I'm afraid we're seeing with Mike Trout, how terrifying and how like all-time great looking Pujols was going to be in terms of statistics. When you look at his first 10 to 11 years, you're like, he's going to be better than DiMaggio, Mantle.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, exactly. Him. So he's one, and then a very similar player to him is Mike Trout is number two. And I just mean, in terms of they set the world on fire for about a decade where you thought, is this going to be the best player I ever get to see play baseball?
If I gave you a bet right now on Mike Trout playing over 100 games in another season in his career, would you take yes or no?
I would say yes.
If I moved it to 120?
No.
Because that's still missing 42 games.
Because I was thinking he'll get another season with 110 ish games, but if you move it there,
I think that's the scary part. And then if I said over under three seasons of over 100 games,
I don't know, Kevin. Only played over 110 one time in the last 5 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Like that, his body may just be done.
That is crazy, because the 1 year that I would look back at was 2020, and theoretically he would have. Well,
yeah, because of the 60
probably would have. But then again, how the hell do I know that? Like his body, he could have gotten hurt at some point. So 1-2 is Pujols and then Trout. Number three, Clayton Kershaw.
OK, I had Kershaw as five.
OK, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, MVP, 10-time All-Star, 5 ERA titles, Triple Crown winner for pitching, Gold Glove winner, won the World Series and threw a no-hitter.
OK, great.
I have Beltre as top 10.
Okay. Somebody said this, and I went to go look at his stats. Barry Bonds from 2000 to 2004 had MVPs four straight seasons and finished second in 2000.
True.
So he was at least second in five straight years.
Don't forget the Silver Sluggers too.
And that and like obviously at 2007 he was done. In that era, I don't know exactly how to chart that, but he would be the best still. Like just
for his 8 years, right? 2000 through 2007, he has to be in the top 10 after you just said all that.
317 home runs, 1,128 walks, four straight MVPs, six-time All-Star, five-time Silver Slugger, won two batting titles. Not in the top five.
How much do you hold against him, the idea that this is the part of his career where you can say he wasn't clean?
Yeah, and he wore a suit of armor up to the plate. I don't care
about the suit of armor. Whatever. People wear things. Don't wear a helmet then. Go up there like Joe DiMaggio and just wear your hat.
It's not like it was a helmet. He could crowd the plate as much as he wanted because he's like, fine, hit me.
Yeah.
I have eight layers of pads on.
A few other guys that I ran into the top 10 were because of where they played, even though Jeter doesn't get credit for 96 through 99. I still would have Jeter from 2000 to 2014.
Is Mariano Rivera on your top 10 list?
He probably should be.
I mean, like the most dominant
Beltre closer. And I have David Ortiz.
Okay, then tell me who, if any, you would kick out of the top 10 because neither one of them are in the top 10.
All right.
So the top 10 for this century goes like this. Pujols, 1. Trout, Kershaw, Miguel Cabrera is 4. Ichiro is 5. Okay. Then Barry Bonds comes in at number 6.
I'm fine so far.
Justin Verlander is 7.
Okay, I'd have to go look at all of his numbers. Obviously, I know that Max Scherzer was or is 2 strikeouts away from tying him for most strikeouts in a career, but I get how his career's been great.
My guess would be this would be the one. The two Yankees aren't in the top 10. Alex Rodriguez. Since January 1st of 2000, 3-time MVP, 11-time All-Star, 7-time Silver Slugger, won the World Series, 548 home runs.
Those numbers, you can't argue those. In fact, you should probably have them higher on the list with those numbers.
But you can't help but factor in the other issues.
Yep.
David Ortiz is 9.
All right.
And Max Scherzer is 10. Are there any that you would bump out for Jeter or Rivera since y'all brought up those two?
I would bump out Scherzer for Beltre.
Okay.
Really?
Dude, I think maybe I'm biased, but watching Beltre play every day, I don't think I've seen a better third baseman in my life.
Here are the bullet points.
Okay.
Because Beltre is 11. So Scherzer 10, Beltre 11. Scherzer, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, 2-time World Series champ, 8-time All-Star, top 10 all-time in strikeouts and threw 2 no-hitters in 2015. Beltre, since January 1st of 2000. 5-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Platinum Glove winner, 4-time All-Star, 455 home runs, the 5th most in this century, and then obviously he just got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I think this is always tough because you're talking about the best players in a 25-year span.
Yes.
And it's very tough to separate them.
And you could be 6 and be like, what a slight, and still be like, that's amazing.
He was 5-for-19 against Max Scherzer in his career. Never hit a home run or a double.
Beltre told us that's out the defining. 4 times. Yeah.
And so there you go. I'll give you those numbers there, Kevin. Head to head.
So now you're going Verlander?
I got to go. Well, no, not Verlander. I'm sorry. Scherzer.
Oh, yeah, Scherzer.
Head to head. I have to go with Scherzer.
I know we're out of time. Can you give the rest of the list?
11 Beltre. Then it goes Jeter, Rivera, Shohei, and then Mookie Betts is 15. From there, Bryce Harper, Roy Halladay, Pedro Martinez, Buster Posey, Zach Greinke is 20. And then to round out the top 25, Aaron Judge, Randy Johnson, Freddie Freeman, CC Sabathia. And number 25 is Manny Ramirez. So this is the list per ESPN of the top 25 baseball players of this century. I just thought it was a good tie-in with Adrian Beltre taking his rightful place in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.